Martin Babican, a lecturer and meteorologist, joins me once again, and we're going to be doing things a little bit different. We're going to have a monthly outlook and a seasonal outlook as well, and Martin joins me now. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning to you, Shane.
It's great to have your company again today, and as I said, we're looking at more of a climate outlook on a monthly and a seasonal basis.
Yes, we could do weather forecasts on a weekly basis. Bureau is doing perfect weather forecasts on daily basis. And on weekly, I mean, at the same time, it's forecast for 7 days outlook, and bureaus maintaining all the data and looking at the weather. Their forecast can be perfect on weekly for us. What I'll do, I'd like to give you monthly forecast and seasonal forecast. Now, seasonal forecast becomes very important because we go through different seasons through the year, and these seasons are playing a very important role into our weather pattern. At the same time, monthly forecast is going to be very important. And on the top of that, the climate modeling, what's going to happen in the atmosphere, what's going to happen around the world, it plays an important role globally. I would like to include that as a part of the discussion, what's going to happen in our climate for next season and how we could virtually prepare for any weather conditions which we could expect with these climate conditions. Right now, I would like to tell you the how we're going to look at the weather situation right now. The climate outlook here, monthly and seasonally. May to June, rainfall is likely to come below average over southern two-thirds of mainland Australia. That means completely. The chances of drier 3 months are very high from now on till July, till October. And then there's greater than 75% chance the season will be below average. So it means having below average rainfall, it means El Nino is developing. El Nino taking control of the weather pattern. This outlook influences by warming tropical Pacific Ocean and cooler Indian Ocean temperature. Cooler Indian Ocean temperature, transition season is very important for us to know, because once we start developing a positive Indian Ocean dipole combined with El Niño development, it means Australia is going to be dry. Already the signs are showing now. You wouldn't believe it. There was no rain in Perth, first time since 1982 in April. In April, no rain the whole month. Since 1982, Perth is to be wet season for April, for wet season for Perth. It seems that we're getting conditions. The Indian Ocean Dipole already start playing an important role. So what I'd like to say with Indian Ocean Dipole is the outlook is Indian Ocean Dipole is one of the key drivers of Australia's climate, can have a significant impact on agriculture. This is because events generally coincide with the winter crop and growing season. All this is so important for farming industry to know what's going to happen. Indian Ocean Dipole has got three phases: neutral, positive, and negative. Right now, we are going right now into the positive stage. Monsoon is retreating. Indian Ocean Dipole is going to be active in May to June and reaches top to the peak August to October. So from now till October, Indian Ocean Dipole. If it's positive, dry. If it's neutral, in between. If it's negative, wet. So we know now we're going to a positive, dry conditions expected for Australia. Now, I'm going to give you a weather forecast the remaining 2 weeks. The weather situation, there's a cold front moving from the south. There's a burst of cold air behind this cold front will cause snow. And because of this, just like to give you another indication, we're going to have a good snow season this year. The snow season is going to be very good because of this cold burst of cold air and high pressure dominating the area, high pressure grabbing the southerly air from the Antarctica, moving it towards Australia. So it's going to be some good snow season. So what's going to happen now, this southerly change associated with the frontal system will reach the central district today, and a northeastern part tomorrow. So they're expecting some southerly change. So I personally believe there'll be light showers development with this system for 3 days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, not much showers. I'm calling it light showers because of this frontal system. Let's give you forecast for Gloucester. Tuesday, light rain expected. Maximum 24, humidity 38%. I'm expecting about 3 millimeters. Soil moisture is 23%, soil temperature 16 degrees. On Wednesday, light showers, maximum drops to 18. From 24 to 18, it means this: that cool snap, cold air, moved over Gloucester on Wednesday. The temperature drops from 24 to 18. Humidity is going to be 71%, 2 millimeters of rain, soil moisture 23, soil temperature 15. On Thursday, light showers, maximum 18, humidity 52%, 2 millimeters of rain again. On Friday, light showers, and then maximum 20, slight rising slowly, humidity 45%, 3 millimeters. On Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all few clouds and dry conditions, no rain at all. Between Saturday the 6th, Sunday 7th, Monday the 8th, all is going to be dry. Temperature was 22 on Saturday and 23 on Sunday. Drops again to 19 on Monday. That's another minor change came across, but nothing. Very dry conditions. Humidity is going to stay within 35-36%. Soil moisture is going to stay within 23%. Soil temperature 15 degrees for week one for Gloucester. Week two, from 9th of May till 14th of May, all dry conditions, because the high pressure will dominate behind that cold front as moved towards our region. The high pressure is going to become dominant feature all the way to from Western Australia to East Coast, and conditions are going to be very, very dry. So the high pressure dominated the weather is going to be from 6th of May till 14th of May, all high pressure dominating weather. So it seems that from 9th till 14th, it's going to be all dry, few clouds, maximum temperature 19. Wednesday, few clouds, maximum temperature 20. On Thursday, Friday, few clouds, maximum temperature 21. Humidity staying within 45%. Saturday, Sunday, few clouds, maximum temperature 21, 54% humidity. No rain for week two. Looking at the Hunter Valley, the wine district, Pocalbin area, all that wine district area. Light showers, maximum 25, humidity 37%, 3 millimeters of rain, of showers. Soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 17 degrees. On Wednesday, light showers, maximum temperature 18, humidity 67%, 3 millimeters. On Thursday, light showers, and then maximum temperature 18, and then humidity 53%, 2.5 millimeters. On Friday, light showers, 21 degrees temperature, maximum temperature, 52% humidity, 3 millimeters. These are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, showers on the coastal region, because the frontal passing through the cold air is going to bring showers, wind's going to turn southeasterlies, onshore wind's going to bring some showers till Friday. After Friday, all finished. High pressure will dominate the weather pattern. Saturday is going to be a few clouds, maximum temperature 23. Sunday is going to be a few cloud, maximum temperature 23. Monday is going to be a few cloud, maximum temperature 21. At the end of the week, soil moisture is going to be 20% for Hunter Valley, soil temperature 13 degrees. Coming for week two, as I mentioned, high pressure will dominate the weather patterns completely. From Tuesday the 9th till Sunday the 14th, all partly cloudy, maximum temperature between 20 and 21 all week. Humidity between 54, dropping to 45, and to 50% all week. Nothing significant. All conditions are dry. So looking at Tuesday the 9th to Sunday the 14th, all dry conditions, few clouds. Humidity between 45 to 50%. Soil moisture is going to be 18%. Soil temperature 14 degrees. So that's the weather pattern for 2 weeks ahead. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. And we look forward to your next outlook, which will be on Monday the 29th of May. And Martin, have a wonderful month. We'll catch you again.
I'm looking forward, but I'd like to see anybody wants to throw a question, send a question to Bucket Radio. On that time, when I'm doing discussion monthly analysis, they would like to come ask a question. I'm willing to answer all the questions they want.
Excellent. And they can do that by going to our website, bucketsradio.com.au/weather, or they can email directly support@bucketsradio.com.au.